Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. Welcome back to the show, my friend. What's going on? Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, super appreciate you for coming to hang out with me today. Hope all's going well, whatever you are up to right now. This is episode number 496 here in the podcast. And I emphasize that episode number because this, what I'm going to be sharing with you today, is long overdue. Frankly, I should have been sharing this with you a long time ago. And this will all make sense as I get going here. Today, I want to share with you a shift that's happening in my business, that's been happening for a little bit, and also a shift happening with me personally. And I'm going to get super vulnerable with you today. And with what I'm sharing with you, becoming vulnerable with this has not been super easy, but that's no excuse. And essentially what I'm saying here is enough is enough. And this is going to make sense here as I get into this. And so here's the shift that's happening in my business and also with me personally. Like so many people over the past year, I've been waking up to something that I didn't want to see for a long time. And that is waking up to my very limited perspective and experience of the world, right? A perspective that, quite frankly, I have used as the lens that I have viewed most of my work in the business through. And by doing that, by having that limited perspective and using that perspective as the lens that I view things, that's left a lot of other people's experiences excluded from this narrative. And I realized that I've done this as a father to my amazing daughter, Maya, as a husband, as a friend, as the CEO of my business, and as a coach for my amazing students. You see, my world has been very white and very privileged. I'm ignorant to how, in my own way, that I was perpetuating systemic racism, of not promoting true diversity, true inclusion, and true equality. And yeah, over the past year, sure, I've used the buzzwords, but in many ways, I have failed to make the big changes that I've needed to make. Or I chose to ignore it for whatever reason. A lot of this was unconscious, right? Simply because I have the privilege of living based on my experiences alone. But here's the thing. Here's something I've just completely come to realize. Impact is far greater than intent. So regardless of my intent, I haven't had the impact that I've wanted to create for my family, for my business, and the futures of those important things, right? On the personal side, as parents, Amy, my wife, and I want to raise Maya, my daughter, she's 2.5, in such a way that she's completely open, that she's accepting, and that she's an advocate for others. And I want to do the work to learn and to take responsibility for the process, to understand that our experience is very different from a lot of other people's experiences. And I want Maya to know that she's valued, that she's loved, and she's deserving of safety and respect. And so is everyone else that she encounters. And we want her to be educated in these areas. But here's the thing. I've realized over the past year that I needed to learn and educate myself first before I, as her dad, can even begin to share with her as she gets older, right? She's 2.5 right now. And I don't think that there's any shame in acknowledging to her, when she can understand this, that I'm also learning right alongside her, right? That I don't have all the answers, that I'm learning with her. And I've realized that becoming, quote, educated means deprogramming the way that I've seen the world all of my life. It means listening to other people, even when it's incredibly uncomfortable, and constantly asking myself, when am I a part of the problem? When am I a part of the problem? Instead of trying to convince myself that, yeah, I'm being part of the solution, right? Over the past year, I've had a lot of different difficult conversations that made it really clear that I was not showing up the way that I needed to. I began reading books to educate myself, yet I never finished them. My wife and I made donations to various causes. And I'm being honest with you, and mostly I did these things because they were part of the cultural discussion, right? And I wasn't doing these things when they were not part of the cultural discussion. And as ashamed as I am to admit that, it's true. I've taken the easy way out because I could, right? As I look at those things personally, they were a start, but far, far from enough. And look, we all have to start somewhere, right? I believe when we know better, we do better. And it's time for me to do better. Enough is enough. And in addition to being this type of person in my personal life, I also wanted the values of acceptance, diversity, inclusion, equality to be at the core of my business, to be at the core of my business, my team, my content, my students, you, the listener of the show here, who I so appreciate, not to stay relevant, quote unquote, or to avoid being canceled, but to be someone who doesn't perpetuate harm. So at the beginning of this year, I decided, if I'm being honest with you, which I absolutely am, to take things more seriously. I made a commitment to myself and the business that enough was enough and that it's time to change. It's time for a shift, both personally and in how we do things in my business. Earlier this year, I hired a consultant, and she's an expert in diversity, equality, and inclusion. And I hired her to help me navigate, to consult with me and my team, to help me basically do a personal overhaul while also creating a business that reflects these values that I just mentioned. Because that's the thing about what you don't know. You can often go on missing them until it's too late. And I was not willing to wait until it was too late. And not surprisingly, I had to wait a long time to get a meeting with her because she is in such high demand. That's how awesome she is. So I scheduled the meeting, the first call with her, as early as I could. And yet that was still several weeks out. And so I was like, all right, I waited. I'm very impatient when it comes to these types of things and that where I want to do something. And so I reached out to her team and we said, is there anything earlier? And they're like, nope. But I didn't want to wait to begin making changes. You see, for one thing, over the past few months, I started getting questions from applicants for my accelerator coaching program who were asking me about my values on such things as diversity, inclusion, equality. And I was so pumped that these questions were beginning to ask because frankly, they have not been asked in the past. And I so welcome these questions. And these questions were being asked because these are important values to them as well, as I think they should be. They were also asking, because let's face it, in the past year, I haven't stepped up and forged a line in the sand. I haven't shared any of my own thoughts or experiences on these super important topics. And so they were asking because they didn't know where I was coming from or what my thoughts are. And that really, really even more so motivated me to learn, to shift, and to make change. And look, I have a big platform here with the podcast. And I want to use that platform that I have to create a safe space for people of color, people with different ethnicities, different sexual orientation. And look, I don't want to center myself in this narrative. This is not about me, but I want to be clear on my values. And I wanted to share some action steps that I'm taking in case they're helpful for you as well. And so I want to share with you some of those things that I'm working towards. And the first thing that I did was make the decision that I wasn't going to avoid having hard conversations, even when it makes me uncomfortable, right? About what it is that I'm doing to become a safer, more inclusive person and business, why I'm doing those things and why I choose to do or not to do different things. And one example of not avoiding hard conversations is this episode right here. The next thing I did is I then began to audit my own values, right? The values of my business. And I looked for ways to expand them and to bring these expanded values even more to the forefront of everything that I do. You know, my first workshop and my team's workshop that we're doing with our DEI consultant is all around values. And so as I was going here, I made notes and I clarified questions that I would have for her, my consultant, because again, we're doing that values workshop next month in June, because that was the first time we were able to get it on the calendar. And by the way, her name is Erica Corday, Corday. And you're going to hear from her next week here in the show. And she is freaking amazing. And so in light of looking at my values, I looked at where in my business am I still aligning myself with people or events or software tools or whatever that are no longer in alignment with my values because I want to move in a different direction. I want to shift. I want to use the decisions that I make in my business to support a better future, right? And I thought a ton about this and about the people that I know who aren't standing up for what's fundamentally wrong and actually doing something about it, whether they were once friends or acquaintances or who were actively pursuing, you know, ideological views and actions that perpetuate hate, violence, and oppression. Because what came clear to me, and this might sound obvious to you, but this is one thing that I just wasn't seeing in myself. If I'm not standing up and doing something about it for myself and my business, whether actively or passively, that's really key there, whether actively or passively, then the message that I'm sending is, yeah, hey, I'm okay with those values too, right? And so also part of this clarity is I get to decide, hey, I don't want to be associated with this or that way of being anymore. And even more importantly, I get to decide what I do want to be a part of and who I do want to support. For example, this podcast being my biggest platform, I got very intentional of looking at what's being shared on the show, both in the past and then going forward. And I got very intentional of auditing past episodes. And I went in and I removed episodes that simply were not in alignment with my values because this is the new direction that I'm going. You know, I'm not calling people out, but rather I'm calling people in who want to be part of the conversation that I'm starting to have within my business, within my team, my members, my students, all of you listeners of the show. And I'm at a point, hey, let's do this together and learn together and from other people. And these are just some of my first steps, right? This is a journey. I certainly do not have all the answers, but I'm here today sharing with you where I have failed, where I want to improve, and the direction that I want to go, and how I'm working towards that. And I want to invite you to do this together. And hey, I realize that taking a stand like this and being transparent about my journey and what I'm doing, et cetera, might cause people to decide that they don't want to be a part of this new chapter because it doesn't align with the way that they see the world. And that's completely okay. Because my friend, it is time for a change, right? I also know that there are a lot of ways to get this wrong. I realize that even doing this episode, that I'm centering myself. It probably even sounds like I'm patting myself on the back for being a quote, good white guy, right? So I know I won't get it right. I know I have a lot to learn from all of you. I'll definitely get it wrong, but I can't let that stop me from doing what I know to be right, right? And that is creating a business and a community that is safe for Black and brown people, people of color, people in the LGBTQ plus community, and anyone who has been historically marginalized, both in our country and in the online business world, frankly. And so next week, as I mentioned, you're going to hear from Erica Corday, my amazing diversity, equality, and inclusion expert that I'm working with. And I'm bringing her right here on the podcast. And she's been amazing to work with. And I'm really, really happy about having her share some of her wisdom and insight with all of you. And so that's where I'm at, my friend. And I'm so excited. It sort of feels, I feel kind of lighter. But again, this isn't about me. I feel lighter in a sense of I've finally had, frankly, the courage to share this with you. And so I'd love to hear any comments or feedback or questions or whatever you have after listening to the show. I want to invite you to hit me up on Instagram. Shoot me a DM over there. I'm at Rick Mulready, and I super welcome hearing from you. And, you know, beginning even more so this conversation. And I'm going to continue to keep you updated of what I'm doing in the business and also on a personal level and all the steps that we're taking. You know, one thing I didn't mention is that when I found out that you know, I was going to be a long wait to have that first call, or excuse me, have that first workshop with Erica, I reached back out and said, hey, is there anything we could do in the meantime? And so, you know, I have her on retainer now. And, you know, it's just been a welcome and super eye-opening experience for me, learning all along the way. So again, I'll be sharing with you everything that I'm learning, doing, et cetera, here with you on the podcast. And I really appreciate you listening. If you made it this far, Super appreciate you for listening to this episode here. And again, I welcome any conversation, comment, feedback, whatever you've got. Hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready. All right, my friend. Thank you, as always, for listening to the show here. I super appreciate you. And until the next episode, my friend, be well, and I'll talk to you soon.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.